תפילת החברים. אנו משבחים אותך.
Prayer of the friends. We praise you, Creator. There is no one else besides you. Please grant us the ability to see our lowliness and the force of our unity. Keep us connected as one man with one heart, so we may act above reason. Give us faith in the sages so that we succeed in rising above our own calculations and always choose connection. Please set our hearts on love of friends during this lesson.
It is known that our work, in which we need to exert in every way, is only to achieve equivalence of form called adhesion, dvikut. Only then is it possible to achieve the purpose of creation, to do good to his creations, meaning to revelation. But before the creatures obtain the vessels of equivalence of form, the purpose of creation cannot be revealed to everyone. Rather, it is concealed, and we must merely believe that it is with the intention to do good. And what was revealed to everyone contradicts the good, since each one always feels deficiency in his life and always lives with grievances against the upper guidance. He finds it difficult to say that he is enjoying his life and say all day long, "Blessed is the Lord." That is, "I'm grateful to you for dealing with me benevolently." Instead, a person's life is always full of lacks and pains. He always sees that there is no meaning to his life. When he begins to think about life's purpose, namely the benefits he gains while suffering the war of life. This means that only when he tastes some pleasure, the pleasure intoxicates him, and he loses his mind and reason and forgets to think about life's purpose. But when the pleasure in which he is immersed departs from him, for whatever reason, he immediately begins to ponder life's purpose. Only when one has nothing with which to nourish his body, meaning when he does not feel pleasure, he immediately begins to think about life's purpose. That is, a person asks himself, "What is the meaning of my life? For what purpose was I born in the world? Was creation made so there would be creatures that suffer torments and pains in the world?" That state causes one to begin to contemplate life's purpose. What is it and what is it for? This is regarded as a person raising his head from the currents of life where all the creatures are, and they have no time to think about what they are. Rather, they go with the flow, where the water goes.
And
there is no one who can see the end, meaning where the flow of life is leading.
הזרם החיים הולך, ורק הוא
only he, because the lack of pleasure causes him to raise his head up in order to look at life's purpose. At that time, he sees and hears as though a clarion from above tells him that the world was created with the intention to do good to his creations. But in order to taste that benefit, he is told by books and authors that there are conditions in order to achieve that good, called the purpose of creation. And the Creator demands that they first meet these conditions, or he will not want to give them the delight and pleasure. Accordingly, we can interpret the matter of the governance of the Greeks, which is the opposite of the way of Judaism. The matter of the Greeks is that we must go only within reason in both mind and heart. Naturally, when Israel wanted to go above reason, and not consider what the outer mind necessitates, they could not. And this is called the war against the Greeks. And this is when the real work begins, namely that the people of Israel wanted to mount the track that leads to adhesion with the Creator. This path is called faith above reason. And the Greeks wanted to control the body, so it will not relinquish anything unless the reason agrees to it. Once this prevailed, and once that prevailed, and this caused one to have ascents and descents. This, the reason, is the reason and the cause. That is, once a person has decided that he must go with faith above reason, as a result, an awakening from above comes to him, and he begins to feel a good taste in the work of the Creator. At that time, it is human nature. Since he loves to rest, for this reason he says, thank God that now I do not have to work with myself and assume the work of the Creator in the form of faith. Rather, now I feel good and my reason agrees to take upon itself to engage in Torah mitzvot, since now I feel contentment. He accepts this awakening as a basis and a foundation for the work of the Creator. That is the basis of the flavor that he feels now. On this, he builds his entire Judaism. It therefore follows that now he's blemishing the faith and says, it is a shame that this awakening did not come to me right away when I began to work. Then I would not have to go above reason, meaning against the view of the body. Rather, I would need to believe what is received from books and from authors. Then we must assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven, although the body disagrees that this is good for me. And to believe that only in this state, when the body disagrees, is the best way for me. In other words, he believes above reason that only the path of working with mind and heart is good for him. meaning that then he will find the happiness that the Creator has prepared for him. It is very hard to believe this, but now he does not need to believe that this is so. Rather, he feels that indeed observing Torah and mitzvot will bring him happiness, since he feels that this is so, and he does not need to believe it. Turns out that this is the real reason that later causes his descent, since his foundation is built on pleasure rather than on bestowal. If he remains with this foundation, he will never achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, because as long as he's on this path, everything will fall into the klipot, the shells of the world to receive for himself.
And
Baal Sulam said that when a person receives feeling and reason from above, when the body too begins to say that it is worthwhile to engage in Torah and work, one should be careful and say that he did not take this feeling and reason as a basis and foundation, as the reasons why I have decided that now it's worthwhile to work, since the body agrees to this work because of the pleasure I am receiving. Instead, he should say, now I see that this path, which is above reason, is a true path, since I see that it has granted me with being favored in the eyes of the Creator, that he is bringing me closer. For this reason, now I am fond of the holiness as well. And I feel the importance of holiness, that it is worthwhile to work only for the sake of the Creator. For this reason, what should I do now? Embrace myself and walk only on this path called faith above reason. For by this I will be rewarded with permanent adhesion with the Creator. It thus follows that specifically by being granted some good taste in the work, from this they took support for the path of faith. It follows that the basis of the faith grows stronger through the delight and pleasure that he now feels in the work. Now we will explain the miracle of Hanukkah as well, that they defeated the Greeks, meaning that they were rewarded with faith and felt good taste in this work, and did not go and take the delight and pleasure as a basis and foundation for work within reason, which is regarded as Greeks. On the contrary, they said that being rewarded with good taste in the work is a testimony that the path of faith is a true path, unlike the view of the Greeks. Had they gone by the way of the Greeks, meaning that the light and pleasure would henceforth be their basis and foundation, that this would be their support to sustain their work, they would immediately descend from their degree. As this is the main reason why a person suffers a descent from his state. And this is to his benefit, so he will not fall into the klipa.
Two.
The second way is to say, now I see that the real way is to go above reason and not take feeling, delight, and pleasure as a basis on which to take upon myself henceforth to engage in Torah and mitzvot. Rather, I want to work without any basis of delight and pleasure, since the idea is to work in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Therefore, how can I rely on the basis of delight and pleasure to build my Judaism? Thus, what should I do when I feel good taste in the work? At that time, he should say what Baal Salam said, that he can receive his good feeling not as a basis, but as a testimony. That is, he should say, now I see that the path of above reason is the real way by which the Creator wants to be served. And the evidence of this is that I see that he has brought me closer by removing his concealment from me, and I've been granted feeling his kindness and mercy, that he wants to bestow the light and pleasure upon the creatures. This is the purpose of creation. However, in order not to come to separation by receiving from him the light and pleasure, since reception of pleasure is in disparity of form from him, this is why he has made the restriction and concealment. But when we go by faith above reason, the body has no contact, but to the contrary, the body resists the work above reason. But now that I have gone above reason, he has removed from me some of his concealment. Thus, henceforth, I will grow stronger and walk only in the path of faith above reason. By this, he will not fall into the trap of self-reception called separation from holiness. On the contrary, he will begin to work more forcefully with his mind and heart, and the Creator will not throw him once again into the bottomless pit called receiving in order to receive. Rather, he will remain in a state of ascent. Moreover, he will ascend to a degree of greater revelation because he is not blemishing the faith, which is the keeping that one will not fall into the vessels of reception. Therefore follows that in a state of ascent he has two ways. But how can a person win and walk on the path of the people of Israel and not in the path of the Greeks, which let him see that within reason they will be greater servants, because reason agrees with this path more than with the path of faith. Now we can understand the two ways that a person has when he has received some ascent in spirituality. Yet, with what can we decide toward the good, called faith, meaning to be in a state of the herdsman of Abraham's cattle.
Baal
Sulam said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that when one can do two opposite things and he cannot decide between them, the advice is to choose that which demands of him more efforts. This is what he should choose for himself. Since where there is labor, where the body disagrees, this is certainly holiness. He should hurry and do this, and take upon himself to do so. It follows that here too, he has two ways. One, the way of faith. Two, the way of knowledge. He should choose for himself the way of faith, since the body does not agree to this. As it is towards Kedusha, holiness, meaning toward the desire to bestow, while the body wants the exact opposite. Therefore, it turns out that what is the determining factor, it is that the body rejects and regards the matter as redundant and superfluous. That is, it has no need for this, and it does not know why it is required in the first place. For this reason, it always wants to get rid of this matter of faith. It therefore follows that the miracle that happens to a person, that he can decide for the side of Kedusha, holiness, is not a matter of intellect. Rather, it is something that the body deems redundant, which is the labor. The body loathes it and regards the whole matter of labor as redundant. But precisely from this redundancy, meaning what a person leaves and does not want or crave, from here comes to him a
I'll continue.
Yesterday we had an action in the 10 of connection. There was a feeling. There was a certain upliftment, ascension. I understand from the article that what we should have done with the good that we felt there, because we felt good from the connection. It was an individual good. It was an action of succeeding in raising a few friends, working together. How, from that state, we continue to ascend from it and we don't fall, meaning take it to ourselves and fall, but rather, I feel that this is the testimony. Use this force in order to continue to rise in connection.
Yes, to hold on to the friend.
So what allows us to do this action, to extend it, to continue it, and not to take it to ourselves? Because I had a feeling that it happened yesterday, even without reading and understanding this.
Well,
but I'm asking, how did it happen? How come? Where did it happen?
Where did it happen from? We cannot know. The fact that it happened and that we didn't want to fall from that, that's good. And he tried not falling from it, right?
We played with it. We didn't do it out of understanding, as it's written here in the article. Well, it just happened.
Okay.
And now I'm asking, let's try to do it now. Let's say today, tomorrow, whenever we do it. This time out of planning. How do you do it out of planning, this thing?
You try, it's interesting. Yes. Okay, how will it turn out?
How do we walk on the correct path in a planned manner, as aware as possible, because it's above reason. And here I say, no, I want to do it in an organized manner.
That doesn't matter. You can also do it today. You can even plan it in your reason, how you come closer to this state, that it might come above reason.
Yes.
The power we had yesterday was because everyone did this action seemingly outside of themselves, not for themselves, but for something outside of us, for this friend. The question is, is this the secret to do the action for?
Four.
Someone, and also another thing that was there was easier, perhaps because it was very clear. There was a friend, and we did it for the friend. And it was easy. It wasn't complicated. We didn't need everyone to think, why are we doing this? It was clear why we're doing it.
Yes.
Is this the correct way of doing it? Find an object and do it, or a subject and do it for it, for him?
Yes, 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 that's what we do at Rabash.
What did you do at Rabash's?
Oh, if someone had, it was like, felt bad, then we aimed at him, we intended for.
I wanted to ask about going against the body.
What
allows you to be above reason?
Eventually, that there's no choice. But that's after a few calculations.
How do you rise above reason when the body resists?
How do I rise above reason when the body resists? I strengthen with the friends and the Creator. And out of lack of choice. And of all of these conditions, I'm ready for anything.
What I'm trying to comprehend is how to disconnect from the dependency on the body. Body's looking for its own excuses of why staying dependent on it. So the question is how, in spite of that, you begin to enter a reality of about reason, regardless of the experience of the body.
Rabash would say the following with a finger pointing at himself and his point and say, let it suffer. In other words, he divided himself into two. One that relates to spiritual ascent, and one that belongs to the corporeal fall.
Clear. So the one who belongs to that spiritual ascent, upliftment, how do you make him be above the body? How do you keep him airborne?
I have friends, I have a society, I have also some experience. I have strength that I can use. I'm not completely in the air.
The body always resists, or at some point it will stop resisting.
I think that, as it's written, also the evil inclination will be like the good inclination.
Question.
שדרכו הוא מתחיל לחיות את החיים.
שהוא הולך
They will have a vessel above reason to live life through it.
That he begins to go against his evil inclination, against his body.
But how do you show the Creator that you are ready for such a vessel?
From a person being connected that is connected to the environment and that he has no choice, and that he must rise above their desires, and that is why he arranges himself in such a way.
Yes, what pleasure exists in faith above reason?
You can't explain that. You can't explain that. It's like your friend asks. You just need to continue. And whatever time doesn't do, whatever the mind doesn't do, time does.
And how do you continue to enjoy and hold on to the purpose of creation? How can you be in faith above reason and hold on to that purpose?
Sometimes out of lack of choice. Sometimes from believing my friends that they're going that way and I'm following. And by that, we continue.
How to take pleasure as a testimony, not as a basis for the work?
Why do we need to take it as a testimony?
He writes that he can receive not his his good feeling not as a fund, as a basis, but as a testimony, a good taste in the work.
Yeah, but actually that I also don't want to be as a foundation. I want to advance to a goal from going with my eyes shut.
So what is the miracle here?
The miracle is that you take a person from, when a person is taken from in order to receive, to in order to bestow, with forces that he is attracted after it because the Creator said to him, take and it will be.
And if suddenly you feel pleasure and ascent and upliftment, how not to accept it but to continue working with your eyes shut?
It's friends. Here a person can't decide himself how he'll behave, only through connection.
And how can the friends help walk with your eyes shut?
He himself doesn't have anything to lean on. Only the friends. And from the friends of the Creator.
How can the friends help a person walk with his eyes shut, continue walking with faith?
Because each one is holding on to the other.
Abraham was looking for a power to grow stronger in faith above reason. Where do we take such a power from? Because you can't see that the friends are working above reason. It's concealed.
It's concealed on the friends, but he counts on them. He ties himself to them. And that is what saves him.
דוגמאות בכל התורה.
You have examples like this in all the Torah. That a leader ties himself to the smaller ones, to the students, and by that can save them.
Order here. Question is, a person is born with his intellect and a vessel of reception. That's what he got. He's looking for pleasure, looking for knowledge. Now, from above, awakening him what they wrote, the war of life. He meets suffering and torments and pains in his life, and then he receives help from above that awakens in him a new thought, new idea, new feeling. We have to work differently than the vessels of reception. He calls it above reason. It comes to him directly from above. Normally, a person develops and acquires new knowledge, and what was unknown to him after studying, for example, it enters into the degree of knowing. And here, the matter of faith, you have to constantly preserve so it will remain as faith and not turn into knowledge.
But it depends on a person.
Yeah, let's say his body agreed to come to the morning lesson instead of staying in bed. He understands that it's good for him, it advances him towards the purpose of life, it's the truth. It comes into vessels of reception. The body agrees, he knows that if he'll skip it, he'll feel bad. So he doesn't preserve the matter of faith above reason. Rather, just like I need to go to work, I need to come to the lesson, that's it, the number calculations.
It
seems like a bad state.
Of course it's bad. The Creator did it, so he can fix it, right?
How to hold on to the faith ahead of me and not bringing it into vessels of reception.
That's a gift from above. But the fact that a person gets up and goes to the lesson, then of course he's already with his own desire and not in correction.
Also this above thing, there's many questions. A person can determine what is above. He said the friends are right, I'm not, but I'm following them. You can say the teacher is right, I'm not, and you can imagine a certain ideal. This is a higher ideal, and I follow it.
Go on.
It's constantly going against what his eyes show him, that you have to work for yourself, you have to care about yourself. There's an ideal.
And he decides, so what? So we have this ideal, and he works for it. There are many such people.
Right. Seemingly there's more support, more
justification.
Yes, also experience. A person has a headache, he goes to the doctor, the doctor says, take this and be well. He takes it, he sees that he's becoming healthy. If a person has a headache here, he has to say, oh, thank you, it's from the Creator, and he goes to the Creator. He goes to the friends, and but the head hurts.
If there's no choice, that's what you do. Look how many millions in the world you have, people who believe.
It seems like their faith has reward. And we are going with faith that does not provide any reward, not in this world, not the next. It's a kind of faith that keeps you a little bit suffering.
But the suffering, you receive it as reward.
How?
You just say it to yourself that what I am now suffering is a reward. There'll be calculations.
What is the correction of lines?
תיקון הקווים זה ש...
The correction of lines is that
יש יכולת.
There's an ability in the light to expand in chesed, din, and rachamim, mercy, judgment, and in rachamim, in three streams, in three paths. And in this way, the lights can reach vessels in a much more beneficial way as opposed to one line.
So, what should be corrected? What does it mean correction?
The correction of the three lines. If it used to be only one line, and that's why there was a restriction and a stopping on the light, so now in three lines, it can be a combination between them.
So by expanding as three lines, this is the correction itself. Vessels that are corrected in the correction of three lines, are they upgraded vessels compared to vessels that have only one line?
Yes.
What can they do that the other ones cannot do?
They know how to exist in a state. Let's say, in simple words, that one line doesn't hold. Three lines, they help one another. They hold on to one another. That's why they can work in states that one line can't. We see as much as the lights and vessels go down from above, so there's a need in the three lines.
The light constantly shines, right? On the vessels.
Yeah.
When it meets a vessel that's corrected in a correction of one line, so this vessel has one capability to contain it, but when it meets a vessel that has the correction of three lines,
so the vessel can work in the incorporation of the three lines, and then bring the light of vessel, a common vessel in the three lines, that can receive it in somewhat.
What does it contain?
It contains chesed din rachamim, grace, judgment, and mercy.
What are these qualities?
The qualities of Bina, that she is mixed with Malchut.
The ability to receive the light in order to bestow, since the first restriction, this is what gives the light the possibility for the vessel to connect with the light.
That's only a restriction, a limitation, and here it's sharing, it's a combining.
That
by limiting a vessel, you give it an ability to connect with other vessels. Let's read. I recommend. It's things that always there's a stop and and you always search how to come out of it. We just have to read.
39.
Indeed, the light of these ten nikudim was great, and the upper light was also added to them. However, they did not have the strength to receive, and then those vessels died, meaning descended to the place that is now Bria. And this descent was their death. However, this is only in the seven lower Nikudot, since the Gar had strength in their vessels to receive their light, and they did not die. Rather, the seven vessels of the lower seven are the ones that died and descended to the place that is now Bria, and this is their death. Indeed, the time of their death was when they emerged as Nikudim. It is so because when they emerged from Akudim, where they were incorporated together in the Keter, from which they emerged and became divided into ten Nikudim, then was their exit, and they promptly died, as it is written in the Zohar, like those sparks that the craftsman crushes with iron, and sparks come out and are instantly quenched.